And it's time again for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Hello. Nice to be back. I did see a movie, and it was practically the only movie at the Maison de Cinema that, in English, that we hadn't already seen. But it was also one that I frankly wanted to see and went with my family, which includes my son's 11-year-old stepson, Ryan. And we all went to see Hoppers. And I had actually not known very much about Hoppers, except that it was a Pixar film. And I do have a real fondness for Pixar movies. And this one is generally being considered as certainly one of the best, and clearly one of the best recent ones. And essentially the movie, well, the episode is called Hoppers. And it concerns animals who live in the glen. There was a pond, which a girl, a little school girl, she and her grandmother kind of found this pond. And the grandmother said, really, when you are upset about stuff, and I can see how you get upset pretty easily, what you do is you go back there, or you at least think about it, you go there and you become, you join nature far more closely, and things go better. And indeed, that's what happened. So the first little bit of the movie concerns this young woman and her grandmother. And then after a little while, the young woman has turned 19, and she's a university student. And she's still, trying to protect the glen and the pond and the whole, all of nature, essentially, in that part of the world. But there's a stupid fellow named Mayor Jerry, played very well by John Hamm. And he wants to build a throughway, and of course building the throughway will do nothing good for nature. And the young woman decides that it's really what she needs to do is protect, go well out of her way to protect this area. And meanwhile, science has found a way to understand what the animals are saying and kind of switch personalities with them. It's really quite clever and fun to watch. And the principal animals are beavers. So the young woman eventually extends, she changes with one of the beavers, and the other beavers are assisting her in helping out, but they are mostly gone from the pond. So she has more work to do, I think, than she anticipated to keep the pond up and running and full of animals. And it is wonderful. I must admit, as I say, I've kind of always liked Pixar, and they do sort of get better with time, and the recent ones are better still, but this one is just totally, totally entertaining and fun. There are some amazingly cute bits where the animals have, they commune with each other, but they also now are able to commune with human beings. But they don't commune with all of the human beings, they commune with the young woman. By the way, played by somebody named Piper Curda, who I've frankly never heard of. But her name is Mabel. Sorry, briefly blanked on her name. It's Mabel. And she is totally dedicated to these animals, and she ends up at least temporarily becoming a beaver. And she meets the beaver king and the insect queen, and there's an insect king. I'm not going to go into great detail about explaining how it works. It's just one of those movies that you wanted. It's not, obviously not complicated, and it has a real message about respect for nature and and essentially the most of, but not all of the human beings, particularly Mayor Jerry, are oblivious to nature's issues and the existence, the continued existence of nature. Needless to say, it is a Disney film, and it does indeed work out well in the end, but it's a total hoot to watch. And it's an hour, let's see, it's two and a quarter hours, which is really fine. It's not too short, it's not too long. And there are some surprises in there. It doesn't go totally according to formula. So I would absolutely, whether you have an 11-year-old with you or not, recommend this movie. I think adults will like it as much, if not more, than kids, because there are some parts of it that are really attuned to adult sensibilities. And I found myself getting angrier at the Bear Jerry character, because he reminded me so much of the brainlessness of at least one or two politicians that I can think of who are currently in power. So anyway, it's a good movie if you are able to, and if you have a kid to bring with you, so much the better. If you don't, go see it anyway, and I think you'll find it very enjoyable. It's, by the way, Meryl Streep plays the insect queen in this, and she has yet another voice, another accent that she uses for the insect queen. So I would give it both thumbs up for sure, as most people do. Actually, the critics on the tomato meter, the critics gave it a 93% approval rating, and the popcorn meter, which is regular audiences, gave it a 94%. And absolutely worth it. Absolutely worth it. And there was never a moment when I thought, oh, I'm falling asleep. Oh, no. I mean, that just does not happen in this movie, no matter what time of the day I'm seeing it. It is just so much fun and such a pleasure to watch. So that's my recommendation for this week. And there is another movie that we're, I know it's just one thing, I don't think, but it says here, for example, Hoppers is thoughtful, animated with the same genuine, open-hearted energy that defines the best of Pixar classics. And that's from a bona fide critic, and a member of the regular audience says, absolutely cute, fun, heartwarming, and heartbreaking at the same time. Recommending it to everyone, and it's a really great family movie, but it's also a really great adult movie too. So go ahead and see it. And if meanwhile, what's playing at the Maison de Cinema along with this one is movies that I've seen, and some would recommend more highly than others. And there's another one which is starting, I believe, tomorrow, or maybe even tonight, called in French, Projet Dernière Chance, but it is called in English, it's called Project Hail Mary. And this is a Ryan Gosling movie. Everybody loves Ryan Gosling, who's, by the way, Canadian. And it's a little bit like the Pixar movie. He has been chosen to basically save the Earth and at least and another planet, and it's a little bit like that in this Pixar film, but not exactly. So that, in any event, that movie is officially beginning on March 20th. But I think there might be a few what they call projection opening matter. I think there's at least one showing to get people especially interested. But on the 20th of March, this movie will begin, and it's called again Project Hail Mary. Other movies, as I said, I've seen them all mostly in English. Interestingly, Avatar is still there. Apparently it says English and French, but maybe not. There's Crime 101 still there. The Hamnet is still there. The Bride is still there. The Wuthering Heights is still there. So that's good news that these English language movies are still there. Whether they're there in English anymore is another question, which I'd have to look a little more closely into the website. And there is another cartoon called Goat. And again, if you have kids and you want to, never mind. In fact, that one was there in both French and English, and now it is only in French. Scream, yet another Scream movie, Scream 7 in this case, or whatever, is playing there. Oh, no, sorry. One more time. We have lost the English version of Scream 7. It is now only in French. Unfortunate, but if there's a movie that you would like to see in English, you have to make your decision pretty quickly that you are, in fact, going to go and see the movie. Otherwise, it is no longer available in both languages. It's only available in French. Anyway, so that's kind of what I have to say for this week. So next week, there will be this other Project Palmieri, which I'm sight unseen kind of recommending just based on the strength of the cast and the story. And I hope that some of you who are especially interested in movies were able to watch the Academy Awards, which I didn't watch. I record them and then I watch them afterwards to be able to whip through the commercials. But the movie that I had been hoping and thinking would win the best film award did. It's the one called One Battle After Another. And it is, I think, exceptional. You may not agree, but if you have a chance to watch it online, you might want to do that. And certainly have a look at what the movies were that picked up all of the many Oscar Academy Awards to see which ones you thought were going to win or which ones you think you have no idea who is going to win, but now you know who did win. Anyway, okay, so that's what I have to say for this week.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie, and talk next week.
Okay, take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.